St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM Precision Machining and Gear Cutting, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, and Richmond A&W. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. I'll be back with the starting lineups and the first pitch, elimination time between Lake Henry and New Munich. It's coming up in 30 seconds on your home for Region 15C.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at CentralMinnesotaRealty.com. That's CentralMNRealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Fighting for tomorrow as the Silver Streaks and the Lakers duking it out. Lake Henry's the visiting team on the scoreboard as they were the lower seed. Keith Leiser's Lakers leading off in right field. Adam Yeager batting second, catching Shane Campson. Batting third at first base, Carter Wessel. Batting fourth, the pitcher, Grant Ludwig. Batting fifth at shortstop, Jason Campson. Batting sixth at third base, Matthew Leiser. Batting seventh is their designated hitter, Nick Dingman. Hitting for the left fielder, Weston Brinkman. Batting eighth at second base, Sam Hupfer. Batting ninth at center field, Trent Wendland. Again, Yeager, Campson, Wessel, Ludwig, Campson, Leiser, Dingman, Hupfer, Wendland, with Weston Brinkman playing left field. Paul Sands, Silver Streaks, two seed out of the Stearns County League North. Leading off at second base, Chad Funk. Batting second and catching will be Logan Funk. Batting third at shortstop, Will Funk. Batting fourth at first base, Ty Reller. Batting fifth, the DH, Joe Stengler. Batting sixth at third base, Caden Sand. Batting seventh in left field, Hunter Rademacher. Batting eighth in right field, Carter Beer. Batting ninth in center field, Jacob Hinnenkamp. Pitcher today will be Jim Toole. Again, Funk, Reller, Stengler, Sand, Rademacher, Beer, and Hinnenkamp with Jim Toole on the mound. Jim Toole is on the mound as we are ready to rock as Adam Yeager into that left-handed batter's box. First of three lefties for Lake Henry as the first offering from Jim Toole comes in at a strike at 4:32. The first pitch, this game was scheduled to start as that pitch fouled away by Yeager at 4 o'clock. So not bad, Randy. 32 minutes late. You'll take that.
We'll take that for sure. Especially that last game. I mean, a lot of hits, a lot of runs in that last game.
Takes time to score 11 runs.
Yes.
Yeager's in a hole at 0-2. Toolbox. His 0-2 offering popped up, fouling out of play. Count remains at 0-2.
I gave Herman Lensing a little bit of, homework back in, probably June. And I said, after their nice little program came out, I wonder who is the wins leader in the Stearns County League or who has got
all-time wins.
All-time wins, yeah.
Is this guy up there?
Or decisions. He's got to be.
Yeager floats this one to short center field. Hinnenkamp's got to come a long way, and it's going to drop. Just kept dying right there. The left fielder, Rademacher, center fielder Hinnenkamp, nobody really with an opportunity to go get that ball, and Adam Yeager is aboard with a leadoff bloop single, Randy.
One would look at that ball, Kirby, and see where the wind is blowing to left field, that it would have carried further out.
Pushed it out to him.
It didn't. Uh-oh. It just kind of laid there, and right in no man's land between Will Funk and Rademacher and the center fielder Hinnenkamp.
Bring Shane Camps into the plate. Shane looks at a first pitch strike from Jimmy Toole. Leadoff man on. Good speed over there with Adam Yeager. As Campson deep in the batter's box, Tool's pitch. Going with the pitch is Yeager. The throw down to second. Not in time. Sliding under the tag is Adam Yeager. Strong throw by Logan Funk, but a high throw, Randy. And Yeager's in a scoring position.
Them little legs ran really fast. Holy cow, could he motor down there? He took off, and it was like just fun watching him between first and second.
Yeah. You see the speed between, like, the Kieflers and the Kramers who got those long strides, but the Thielens and the Yeagers of the world can just kind of scoot their way through. As Campson looks at a strike, Shano in a hole at 1-2. Carter Wessel on deck for Lake Henry. Three lefties at the top of this order. As Toolbox set at the shoulders, looks at Jaeger. Two-strike pitch. Campson takes on the corner to even it up at 2-2. Still a good crowd here on hand for the last one. Nobody's baseballed out yet. I hope you aren't. Thanks for hanging out with Randy and I all weekend on KASM. As Jaeger has lead from second, the 2-2 pitch to Campson. That's hit on the ground to first. Under the glove of Ty Reller. Jaeger is going to come across to score. He is the Ray Knight to Shane Campson's Mookie Wilson. And Reller's feeling like Buckner right now, right between the legs, Randy.
Oh. And, I mean, Ty even he got down on one knee. And still, that ball never came up from it. Just stayed right on the ground.
That's what he's telling Shane Campson right now. I went down even, and it just never came up for me as the ball stayed on the ground. Lakers get one in. Did they appeal there, or what were they doing?
No.
Okay, the ball just ended up at third?
Yeah.
Okay. As Carter Wessel into the batter's box. We saw Jaeger run. Campson can run as well. As the first offering, Carter fouls that back to the screen for strike one. One strike the count. Lake Henry coming right away, getting that early run in. As Toole trying to minimize right now, the one-strike offering to Wessel fouled back, almost the same spot as Carter's in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count. Luis Arraez, game-tying base knock in the bottom of the ninth inning, sends the Twins into extra innings, looking to take 3 of 4 from the Blue Jays. As Toole set. Two-strike pitch to Wessel, missing outside for a ball. Now 1-2. Wynn moving out to left pretty good. Righties will be drooling once they get into the batter's box, Randy.
They will.
Campson has lead, pickoff attempt, and back safely standing is Shano.
I got to ask Doug Meyer, is that an east or a northeast wind? Northeast.
Toole set, 1-2 offering to Wessel. That is off the plate as well, evening at 2-2. You could call it east-northeast if you want to do cover your bases.
Well, northeast.
East-northeast, though. Yeah, okay. Get that right. Other diagonal.
That other. Remember Cliff Mitchell back in the day said, nothing good comes out of the northeast.
2-2 pitch is cracked foul up the first base line.
That was more of a winter reference because usually that was snowstorm.
Snow wasn't coming. 2-2 the count. Nobody out. A run in for Lake Henry. Got a hit, a stolen base, and an error. And they end up with one on the board and one on. Nobody out. Carter Wessel, 2-2. He's working with Jimmy Toole right now. As Toole, the long pause. There goes Shane. That pitch is in there. Strike three. Throw down to second. Stealing second base again is Campson. But out on strikes is Wessel. He goes down looking for out number one.
Carter, I guess, not real happy with that call. Strike three call. But the Lakers get another stolen base here. Kirby got a guy in scoring position again for Grant.
Brings Grant Ludwig to the plate with Shane Campson in scoring position, as Randy had mentioned. Toolbox looks in, looks at Campson now. Jim's first offering to Grant Ludwig will hit Grant Ludwig in the hip. So Jimmy tries going inside. Ludwig takes that one off the hip, and it's first and second one away. It'll be Jason Campson into the batter's box.
I'm at the shortstop, number 15.
Streaks in the field. Caden Sand at third. Will Funk at short. Chad Funk at second. Ty Reller at first. In left field, way out there is Hunter Rademacher. Boy, is he deep. As this pitch is skied to center field with it and having a play is Hinnenkamp. He makes the catch. Campson bluffs the tag. Very good throw coming in from the outfield for Jacob Hinnenkamp, and a harmless out number two on the flyout by Jason.
Jason's going to go to the dugout and say, I just missed it. Just missed it. And a lot of times you did just miss it.
I had a guy I played high school baseball with a year ahead of me who would always say, oh, just a quarter of an inch. And it'd be like, well, then quit hitting it there. I mean, square it up then. Yeah. Aim a little lower. Campson at second, Ludwig at first. Pitch to Matthew Leeser on the corner for a strike. In right field, it's Carter Beer. I don't think I mentioned him. Catching today, Logan Funk. Jim Toole on the mound for Paul Sands Silver Streaks, looking to keep it a one-run game right here. As Jimmy T set, his one-strike pitch, that is laced into left field and down. Campson's getting the turn sign from Ludwig. The throw in from the outfield is off the mark. Shano scores. Ludwig advances to third. It's an RBI knock for Matthew Leeser, and it's 2-0 Lake Hank.
I wonder what's going through Tommy Ludwig's head here at third base, Kirby, because that ball was hit in a heart. It was hit in a hurry out to Hunter Rademacher. He sends Shane Campson and Rademacher. He rushes the throw, though, and it's up the line.
Up the line. Just make him throw you out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Taking a chance.
Grabbing some runs early.
Early two spot for Lake Henry. They got runners at the corners yet. Nick Dingman to the batter's box. Tools first offering to Dingman is laced down the right field line. That'll plate Ludwig. Leeser will go first to third as Beer retrieves it. And it's an RBI knock for Nick Dingman. And it's 3-0 Lake Henry.
Lakers come out hitting the ball. Or is he throwing air in there too yet, Kirby? And you go, gosh, if we only got that, be different.
Quickly, Brent Engelmeyer out of the dugout. Brett Engelmeyer is going to get down into the bullpen. Case Jimmy T continues to struggle here as Sammy Hupfer with a swing and a miss. Leeser at third base. He had an RBI knock. Dingman at first. He just had an RBI knock. 3-0 Lake Henry early. As Tools one-strike pitch to Hupfer. That's lifted into short center field. Funk going back. Will's not going to get it. Across to score is Matthew Leeser on a little bingo from Sam Hupfer. Three straight RBI singles for Leeser, Dingman, and Hupfer, and it's 4-0 Lake Henry.
Saw Jacob Hinnenkamp as that fell between him and Will Funk, and he threw his hands up in the air. What do you do? What do you do?
Am I supposed to play behind second base?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Ninth place hitter Trent Wendland to the batter's box. First pitch to Wendland in there for a strike. It's been a long inning in the field for the Streaks. They trail 4-0. One strike the count. Tools one strike pitch. That's chopped on the ground to third. Sand has it roll up his arm. He fields. He'll throw, and that's not in time. Gets away from Reller. He'll throw to the plate after he recovers, and that's not in time. Dingman scores. Over to third is Hupfer. Two errors on the play for New Munich, and it's 5-0.
Wow.
Dingman all the way from second scoring as Sand gets the air on the first throw for Wendland, and then Reller gets the air as it gets past the catcher, Logan Funk, as Paul Sand out of the dugout right now to have a word with Jim Toole in his infield.
Yeah, I think it's more let's settle everybody down. Let's get back on the same page here. Down 5-0 already in the first inning. Just got to play some better baseball. Don't throw the ball around.
Three air inning, 5 runs in. Lakers bat around as it goes all the way back to the top of the order. And Adam Yeager with runners at second and third. I don't know that I've ever seen Jim Toole as animated, Randy.
No, not happy at all.
First offering to Yeager. That pitch is lifted into center field. Good mound visit from Paul Sandes. Hinnenkamp will catch it on the run to retire Yeager. That does it for the Lakers in the first. They score a big first inning, though. 5 runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. There were 3 big New Munich errors and 2 runners left on base. Half an inning, 5-0 in favor of Lake Henry. New Munich coming to bat in a minute and a half right here on Chasm Radio.
Your tomorrow is important to Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. As a proud Grinnell Mutual member, we'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olmscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Brandon Stang Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stang Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament.
We'll see what New Munich has to answer back with as Grant Ludwig's first two offerings to Chad Funk in the zone for strikes. The 0-2 pitch popped up at second base. Sammy Hupfer will call and catch. Second baseman flies out to second baseman for out number one. That brings Logan Funk to the plate. Five spot in the top of the first. Just what Keith ordered, right?
Well, exactly. But what do you tell your team? It's like you just about tell them, go out and play like it's 0-0 ball game right now, Kirby. And that five spot's a bonus at the end of the game, you know?
Yep.
Because I've seen so many teams that maybe you grab an early lead and all of a sudden you just don't play as hard.
Coast.
Yeah.
Start coasting, and next thing you know, it's 5-1, then 5-3, then 5-5, and then you try to turn it back on. And baseball doesn't let you just turn it back on sometimes. You got to kind of keep that foot on the gas as the two-strike pitch, or the 0-1 pitch, fouled away to Logan Funk, running our count to 0-2. Grant Ludwig peering right over that black glove as his 0-2 pitch is fouled at home plate. Count will remain at 0-2. At third base, Matthew Leeser. Shortstop, Jason Campson. Second base, Sam Hupfer. First base, Carter Wessel. I'm looking, it looks like Darth Vader with that black glove, black sleeve, black hat, black jersey. As that pitch missing low, moving our count to 1-2. Weston Brinkman in left. Trent Wendland in center field. In right field, Adam Yeager. Shane Campson, of course, behind the plate. Grant Ludwig. His 1-2 offering. That will hit Logan Funk with an off-speed pitch. And the Streaks have a runner for Will Funk.
Yeah, Logan Funk not budging from his spot in that batter's box there. Bottom. Took it in the shoulder.
Shortstop number 18, Will Funk.
So Will Funk probably salivating when he looks at the flagpole right now, Randy.
Exactly.
As Grant Ludwig working from the set. Logan Funk over at first base. First offering to Will. That is cracked into right center field. Wendland over. Makes the catch on the run. Very nice play. The throwback to first base. In time. 8-3 double play. He pitched great yesterday, but his throw of the weekend was right there. Great catch. Better throw. Wow. Double play.
That is amazing play by Trent Wendland.
8-3 back pick of Funk does it for the Streaks in the first. They score no runs on no hits. There was no Laker errors. Nobody left. We've played one. 5-0 in favor of Lake Henry. On to the second, and you'll hear it in a minute and a half right here on KASM.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slatted floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Phone them at 320-837-5288. Or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years. IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
For the second, it is Shane Campson leading things off. Looks at a ball, looks at a strike, then he knocks one up the first baseline. Nice play to his right by Ty Reller at first. Flip to Jimmy Toole. Tall guy flips it to the other tall guy, and out number one. It'll bring Carter Wessel to the plate for Lake Henry. As Jimmy's first offering, missing outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Toolbox right back. 1-0 pitch, got that by Carter Wessel, evening it up at 1-1. As Jim right back, his 1-1 pitch, that is popped up left field, and now going back and making the catch on the run was left fielder Hunter Rademacher. Did someone yell in, Randy, and he took a step in, and then all of a sudden, like, no,
yeah,
I got to go back.
I thought Logan maybe shouted that out.
I'm adding the pitcher, Grant Ludwig.
So two quick ones. And that will bring Grant Ludwig to the plate. Grant was hit by a pitch his first time up as he looks at a strike right there from Jim Toole. They went single, error, strikeout, hit by pitch, flyout, and then as this pitch hit on the ground towards second, Chad Funk will field. He'll flip to first in time as it is a 4-3 quick, easy inning. Jimmy Toole back to the gym we know and love right there with a 1-2-3 inning to retire the Lake Henry Lakers. Inning and a half in, 5-0 Lake Henry. On to the bottom of the second coming up in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QVC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
We welcome you back to Meyer Grove. Ty Reller, Joe Stengler, Caden Sand into the batter's box. As Grant Ludwig, his first offering to Ty Reller, missing high for a ball. 4-5-6. As Ludwig's 1-0 pitch hit off of Grant, knocked down. Jason Campson, the throw is high. As that pitch, or that throw, excuse me, is sailing high, it'll be an error on the Lakers shortstop. As that Jason had plenty of time. Reller moves quick, but he hit it so hard, Randy, that Jason maybe right. Rushed it a little bit.
Designated hitter, number 5, Joel Stengler.
I wonder how official scores look at that, Kirby, because it did go off of Grant initially. So
still
I mean,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good chance to field that
Jason
ball.
Jason still had an opportunity to get an out yet.
Joe Stengler to the batter's box as he looks at a first pitch ball from Grant Ludwig. Grant, that long look in, gets the sign from Shane Campson. Right-hander set, 1-0 pitch, off speed, missing right there. Moving our count to 2-0. 2-0 the count.
Grant was surprised that that was not called a strike.
Asking Tom Swenson if that was low. 2-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike to even it up, or excuse me, to move it to 2-1.
Again, I think we brought it up yesterday, too, when Joe was in the batter's box. He's on top of the plate there, and so he turns his body a little bit. And
makes a look inside, maybe?
Maybe so.
2-1 pitch is cracked into left field, and it's a air and a single for New Munich to get things cooking here in the bottom of the second inning.
The 4-5 hitters setting the plate for Caden Sand.
So 2-1, Caden Sand into the batter's box.
I'm adding. Third base.
He's got the potential to cut into this Lake Henry lead. Good young hitter for the Silver Streaks. As Ludwig set, a look at Reller. The offering swung through right there by Sand. 0-1 the count.
Well, that's a nice swing.
Lake Henry falling to Luxembourg yesterday. New Munich falling to El Rosa. Or excuse me, New Munich falling to Spring St. Martin. There it is. They're starting to run together, Randy, as this pitch cut on and missed by Caden as he is in a hole at 0-2.
Kirby, your Twins fall today to Toronto 3-2-10.
Couldn't get that runner in the 10th, huh?
Couldn't get him in. Had him camped at third base.
0-2 the count. Ludwig would love a punch out right here. As Grant comes home, his 0-2 pitch on the corner, strike three. Sands out on strikes for out number one. And the first strikeout for Grant Ludwig.
Boy, Grant is rearing back and bringing those strikes against the young hitter.
I got an update that says Twins manager Rocco Baldelli was livid that there was a play at the plate that was overturned, giving the Blue Jays their run in the 10th. As this pitch hit on the ground towards second, is it hit hard enough for two? Sam goes to second for one. There will be no return throw from Jason Campson. So they get the middle runner, Stangler, 4-6. That's a tough play to turn two on, Randy, with that ball that far deep into the hole.
Right, right.
So Rademacher reaches on the fielder's choice, and the batter will be Carter Beer.
Up to the plate, the right fielder, number 20, Carter Beer.
Carter Beer. You know, I'm a numbers guy. Some of these guys got different numbers than their other jerseys, clearly. Beer was not number 20 yesterday, and Sand was not number 22 yesterday. As the first offering to Carter, missing up for a ball. They don't have the duplicates from one uniform set to the other.
They probably do not.
1-0 the count. At first base, Hunter Rademacher, Ty Reller at third. 1-0 pitch missing outside. Now 2-0. 2-0 the count. 5-0 our score here in the bottom of the second inning. Lakers staked a 5-run lead to Grant Ludwig, top one. As Grant set his 2-0 pitch, that's missing down. Now 3-0. Ninth place hitter Jacob Hinnenkamp on deck. 3-0 the count. As Ludwig's 3-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike. Moving our count to 3-1. As Ludwig's set, he'll come home. 3-1 pitch. That's chopped on the ground right side. Wessel will field. He flips to Ludwig, who covers up. And it is a nice 3-1 PFP figure out right there between Wessel and Ludwig. And that does it for Beer and the Streaks in the second. They score no runs on one hit. There was a Laker error. Two runners left on base. We've played two. 5-0 our score. The middle innings go to the Glenn Carlson Award-winning Randy Rothstein. That's coming up in a minute on Chasm Radio.
For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.
Hi, this is Matt Hubert, commercial and ag lender here at Kensington Bank. I take pride in providing financial resources to our community here in central Minnesota. Whether you're looking to finance an expansion, purchase equipment, acquire land, or manage your cash flow, I strive to be your first and only call to handle your banking and financial needs. Stop by and see me at our Belgrade or El Rosa locations, or give me a call at 320-254-8491. And don't forget to tell me you heard me here on AM 1150, Kensington Bank, member FDIC.
Jason Campson, Matthew Leeser, and Nick Dingman facing Jim Toole. 5-0 Lake Henry lead here in the third. First pitch to Campson. Ball. Then we had a strike, and now it's 2-1 to count to Jason. What's Campson done so far today? 0-1. Drive to left field. Hunter Rademacher backpedaling and on the run makes the catch for the out.
Left field's been an adventure today, Randy, with the wind and the ball kind of shooting out that direction. Yeah, some guys have had some interesting journeys out
maybe
there.
Maybe just judging it off the bat.
Matthew Leeser.
That'll bring Matthew Leeser to the plate. Matthew had a single and an RBI in his first at bat. And the pitch to Matthew, a strike called 0-1. Well, it's one strike. The kick, the pitch by Jim. Here's Leeser, line drive to Chad Funk at second for the out. So Jim Toole, seven pitches so far. Here comes Nick Dingman to the plate. Dingman with a base hit down the right field line. And the pitch, a strike call to Nick in 0-1. A little bit of chaos after Dingman had that hit. And a ground ball to Bunk at second. Chad up with it, then throws to first. 4-3 in the putout. And quick inning for the Silver Streaks. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 2.5. It is Lake Henry 5. New Munich nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action in a minute on KASM.
When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, three-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15 seed tournament. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have to offer for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
For over 70 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany and on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany and 24 hours a day on KASM Albany 107.7 FM, broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio.
Number nine hitter, Jacob Hinnenkamp, leads it off for the Silver Streaks here in the third inning. Takes the first pitch from Grant Ludwig, fouls it down the third baseline, and now Ludwig's pitch in the dirt, and the count at a ball and a strike. Five runs, four hits, and an error for Lake Henry. No runs, a hit, and three errors for New Munich. Here's a shot to Jason Campson at short. He'll get in front of that one hopper, and his throw to first, 6-3 in the putout. Nice play by Campson at short.
Little short hop for him right there, Randy. The quick little skip and rip across the diamond to Wessel for an out number one. Hinnenkamp hitting the ball hard twice in one at-bat, and now he's running back to the dugout.
Yeah, exactly. Got to bring leadoff hitter Chad Funk to the plate. Funk pop up to second base, and his first at-bat is Ludwig. Rocks and fires, and the pitch right down the middle, strike one. Ludwig, his MO today, he's getting ahead of hitters. Bringing the fastball. Pitch is a little bit low on the count. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. And there's a strike called and 2-1. Or, I mean, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The count to Chad Funk. Ludwig ready. And the pitch. Low and away. Ball in 2-2. 2-2 the count. Here's Grant Ludwig's pitch, and Funk will pop this one up in the infield. Ludwig calling for it. Yeah, makes the catch.
Oh, man. That is good. Ludwig's calling it, and Shane Campson yells, "Grant, Grant," and pretty obvious after Grant calling it. So Grant goes, "Shane, Shane," as he's standing right under the ball.
Oh,
some good stuff.
First pitch to Logan Funk is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Funk will take outside and 2-0. Two outs, nobody on for New Munich here in the third inning. And Logan Funk takes a strike called. And two balls and a strike now to Logan. It's Logan Dunn today. He's hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Pops this one up foul and out of play. And a count, two balls, two strikes. Isn't that something, Kirby? All the kids out here just having a blast today, too. You mentioned they were playing hot box earlier, and now they got a little game going down the sidelines. Mentioned, too, after the Watkins game, Lincoln Hogan took his little son, and they were practicing hitting with him in the road ditch with grandpa and little son. And, I mean, that's awesome. That's what amateur baseball is all about. You bring the families together.
Yeah, the dads and moms can drink beer and watch the game, and kiddos get to go run around for a while.
3-2, Logan Funk swings a ground ball to Wessel at first. He flips to Ludwig, and a 3-1 putout. That'll end the Silver Streaks third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Three in the books. It's Lake Henry 5, New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville.
Randy and Kirby back with you in Meyer Grove, headed to the fourth inning of Region 15C. This is game number 8 of this weekend, and just had some great games throughout the whole region tournament. Thank you for joining us on KASM this afternoon on AM 1150, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and on our stream at mychasm.com. To our Chasm staff, Angela is there this afternoon. We had Scott all day yesterday, Cy this morning. We thank all those wonderful on-air folks. As Sam Hupfer drills one down the left field line, just foul. And the count to Sam at one ball, one strike. Not foul by much.
No, under a foot, I'd say.
Back into the box, Hupfer. And the pitch fouled back and out of play. And the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Jim Toole ready on the mound. Here comes his pitch, a swing and a miss. Boy, he changed speeds there, and Hupfer way out in front of it. For Jim Toole, he picks up his second strikeout of the afternoon.
Retired 8 in a row all of a sudden.
Bring Trent Wentland to the plate. Trent reached on an error in his only at-bat. The pitch to Trent, the ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Tools pitch. There's a strike called, and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Jim Toole kicks, delivers, and tapped out in front of the plate. That's going to go foul. The count at 1-2 now to Trent Wentland. We're in the top of the fourth inning. 5 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. No runs and a hit. Three errors for the Silver Streaks. Two already on the mound. Funk throws the sign down, and Wendland drives this one to left field. Hit a long ways. Hunter Rademacher is not going to get this. Takes one hop off the fence, tucks itself in the corner, and Trent Wendland has himself a stand-up double. One-out double for the Laker center fielder. Calls for time. He'll get rid of some of his apparel that he wears while he's batting.
Right fielder, Adam Yeager.
He's having a day, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Great catch in the outfield and the back pick to double up in the first inning, and then double right there.
On base twice, reached on an error in his first at bat. As Shane, or actually make it Adam Yeager. Adam Yeager to the plate. First pitch, a strike call to Yeager, and 0-1. Adam, 1-for-2 so far today. Base hit in the first inning, and he made the final out of the first inning. Got the bat twice in that inning. There's a ground ball to second. Chad Funk fields it cleanly. His quick flip over to Breller at first, 4-3 in the putout.
Busy boy today, Chad Funk.
He's just done that for so many years that almost the way he throws the flip, it's just like so automatic. Yeah, it's not like it's overhand.
Uh-uh.
No, it's more to the side, and it's so quick. Here comes Shane Campson to the plate, and Shane fouls that one to the backstop, and 0-1.
Didn't get cheated there.
On that throw by Funk, Wendland goes to third, so he's standing at third base now with two outs. Here in the fourth, Jimmy Toole delivers. Campson drives it to Funk at second on a one hop. Chad throws to first, and Reller, the big stretch, able to make the catch. That was a great play.
He had to wait.
As Funk, yeah, he had to wait for Reller to
all
get
right,
there.
Ty, you going to get over there? Okay, now I'll throw it to you.
Funk takes a hit away from Campson, and the Lakers done in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. 3.5 innings. It's Lake Henry 5, New Munich nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Baseball fans, head to Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin this Sunday and build your own omelet from 11 until 1 p.m. every Sunday at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, all for just $9.99. Stop at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin during both weekends of Region 15C baseball and quench your thirst with a bucket of beer. That's five beers for just $15. Yeah, five beers, 15 bucks. Good luck, area teams, in the Region 15C baseball tournament from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber and Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Thank you for joining us here on KASM Radio. Games played today. Earlier, we saw Al Rosa defeat Richmond 4-3 and qualify for the state tournament. And Watkins defeated Spring Hill 11-3. We're in our third game of the day. Will Funk stepping up to the plate. He'll be followed by Ty Reller and Joe Stangler here in the fourth for the Silver Streaks. Funk drives this one to straightaway center field. On the run, Wendland. He won't get that. That hits the base of the fence. And Will Funk pulls into second base with a stand-up double. The ball getting there about a second after Will does.
Well, just another perfect throw from Mr. Wendland, who I'm starting to fall in love with as a ball player, Randy. His ability to flag things down, rip it right back into the infield.
Spot-on accuracy. Oh, man. Going to bring Ty Reller to the plate. Ty batting with one on, nobody out. Reached on an error. Ty did in his first at-bat. Grounds this one to the hole. Fielded there by Hupfer, and Hupfer throws to Grant Ludwig, covering first play, first base. Nice play by Sammy.
Yeah, Wessel was on his way over there, and Sam got to the spot at the same time, basically, Randy, and said, well, I got an easier play than you, so get out of the way. And Sammy gets it, flips it over to Ludwig, Over to third goes Will Funk as Reller on the bounce out.
Bring designated hitter Joe Stangler to the plate. Joe with the base hit in his first at bat. And a swing and a miss at Ludwig's fastball, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Funk leads over at third, and Ludwig's pitch missing outside. The count, 1-1. 1-1. Ludwig sets himself, and the pitch to Joe is low. The count, 2-2. 2-1 the count. This is an elimination game. Win, you get to play Richmond next Saturday afternoon. Lose, and your season's done. You get to watch. Here's Stangler skying this one to left field. It should be deep enough to score Will Funk. Making the catch. Here comes the throw, and the throw up the line, and not in time, and Will Funk scores for the Silver Streaks, cutting that deficit to 4 now. It is 5-1.
Joe Ball Stangler, was up there.
Good at bat, good quality at bat. They get a run off of it.
That was high.
That was extremely high.
Bringing some rain, yeah.
That was a strong throw by Weston Brinkman, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I mean, off the mark, but get it within the vicinity timing-wise, some guns out there in the Laker outfield.
Brings up Caden Sand, and Caden swings over the top of the first Ludwig pitch, strike one. 2 outs, nobody on. Run in for New Munich. There's a strike call to Caden. He's down in the count, 0-2. Struck out in his only at-bat. Sand back into the box. Here's Ludwig's pitch. Sand drills this into left field, taking it the other way for a solid knock.
Good two-strike approach, Randy. Stay back. Drive it the other way. Get aboard.
Ludwig trying to keep it away from Caden, and Caden putting the bat on the ball. That'll bring Hunter Rademacher to the plate. And the pitch from Ludwig is low and outside a ball, 1-0. 1-1, no strikes. Grant Ludwig ready again as he comes home. Foul tip into the mitt. Shane Campson and 1-1. 1-1. Caden Sand leads from first. And Rademacher lines this one foul.
Careful, Joe.
Yeah, right over Joe Hoppy's head. And the count, 1-2. 1-2 the count. Hunter Rademacher back into the box. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 5-1. Lake Henry lead. Hunter will follow this one to the backstop, and the count stays 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Grant Ludwig has the sign. And his pitch, Rademacher again. A little tap, Tommy Ludwig coming out of the dugout for Lake Henry, making the play.
Battling.
That Laker infield looking for a ground ball out. Here's the pitch and a fly ball to left field. Weston Brinkman has it measured, makes the catch for the out. That'll do it for New Munich here in the fourth inning. They score a run on 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 left on base. We played 4 here in Meyer Grove. It's Lake Henry 5, New Munich 1. More Region 15 seed baseball action in a minute on KAS.
Columbia Gear and Avon is proud to sponsor Region 15C Amateur Baseball on Chasm Radio. The foundation of a good team comes down to its players, and Columbia Gear is looking to add to their team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. It's not just a job. We are providing you the opportunity to build a career with us. Benefits include great pay, benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train.
Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.